Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into NetApp, a key player in the data management and storage solutions industry. We'll discuss how behavioral finance influences their decision-making, their approach to DEI, their adaptability in a competitive market, and how they stack up against other companies in the sector. Let's get started.
NetApp specializes in data management and storage solutions, which is a critical area in the tech industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation bias and overconfidence affect their strategic decisions, especially in technology development and market positioning?
Confirmation bias and overconfidence are important factors for NetApp. Confirmation bias can lead the company to focus on data or trends that support their existing strategies while ignoring contrary evidence. This can influence their product development and market strategies, potentially limiting innovation if they rely too heavily on past successes. Overconfidence may drive them to aggressively pursue new technologies or market expansions, possibly leading to higher risks if their assumptions about market demand or technological advancements do not align with reality. Balancing these biases is crucial for maintaining a competitive edge while managing risks effectively.
NetApp's approach to technology and market expansion is influenced by these biases, which can shape both their innovation strategies and their overall market performance. Managing these biases effectively is key to their success.
Exactly. NetApp's ability to navigate these behavioral biases helps them stay competitive in the rapidly evolving tech industry, balancing innovation with risk management.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at NetApp. How does DEI intersect with their behavioral finance approach?
DEI is essential for NetApp given the diverse global market they serve. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI practices can enhance creativity and decision-making within the company. A diverse workforce brings varied perspectives, which can lead to more innovative solutions and better understanding of global market needs. For investors, NetApp's commitment to DEI can signal a progressive and inclusive company, which might improve its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Effective DEI initiatives can also help NetApp attract and retain top talent, crucial for maintaining a competitive edge.
Investors are increasingly valuing DEI efforts, especially in tech companies where diversity can drive innovation and better market understanding.
Exactly. NetApp's commitment to DEI not only benefits their internal operations, but also enhances their market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptability, NetApp operates in a highly competitive tech sector. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
NetApp's strategy involves staying ahead of technological trends and adapting to changing market conditions by investing in innovation and responding to customer needs. Behavioral finance plays a role in managing the risks associated with market fluctuations and technological advancements. The company's ability to quickly adapt to new trends and technologies helps them maintain a competitive edge. Balancing risk and innovation is crucial for navigating the dynamic tech landscape and ensuring long-term success.
NetApp's adaptability is key to its success in the competitive tech market. Their ability to manage risks while embracing innovation helps them stay relevant and competitive.
Exactly. NetApp's focus on adaptability and innovation helps them navigate the complexities of the tech industry and maintain a strong market presence.
Now, let's compare NetApp to other tech companies like Dell Technologies, IBM, and HP. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ among these companies?
NetApp's dynamics can be compared to Dell Technologies, IBM, and HPE. Dell Technologies' focus on broad technology solutions and hardware might appeal to investors looking for diversified tech investments. IBM, with its emphasis on cloud computing and AI, attracts investors interested in cutting-edge technologies. HPE focusing on hybrid cloud and edge computing offers opportunities in emerging tech areas. NetApp's approach, with its focus on data management and storage solutions, offers a unique perspective within the tech sector, appealing to investors who value specialized expertise and innovation in data solutions.
NetApp's specialization in data management and storage provides a unique value proposition compared to its peers, each of whom has different focuses within the tech industry.
Absolutely. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics shape their strategies and investor perceptions, making NetApp's specialized approach a notable player in the tech sector.
To sum up, NetApp's approach to business is influenced by behavioral finance principles, including how biases impact their technology development and market strategies, their commitment to DEI, and their adaptability in the tech sector. Understanding these factors provides insight into NetApp's market positioning and potential risks and rewards.
That's right. Analyzing these dynamics helps clarify what drives NetApp stock performance and how behavioral biases influence their decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay curious.